This is episode 2327 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to a brand new series we're launching into this week. This week, you're going to be guided as part of a continuation from last week's series. I know so many of you really enjoyed last week's series because I received more messages than I usually do from you, letting me know how much you enjoyed creating a quest. For many of you, you started doing things that you put off doing for a while, or you started something that you were hesitant to try, and you're so happy now that you launched into this new endeavor in your life. So what I decided to do is create a series that is a follow-up from last week's series. Now, if you didn't listen to last week's series, no worries. This week is all about beginning a project or starting something you've been procrastinating with. If you were with us last week, as you created a quest for yourself, this week I invite you to continue along with that quest and to explore it a little more deeply. And you're going to be doing this with a new challenge, which is going to be a big part of this week's series to manage procrastination. And so your challenge for this week is to join what is known as the 5 a.m. Club. Now, I know many of you likely wake up already at 5 a.m. And if you listened to an interview I had the honor of doing with your fellow meditator, Kristen, she wakes up at 4 a.m. She's a very accomplished person, and I imagine that it has a lot to do with her early morning schedule that starts at 4 a.m. I have been doing this 5 a.m. wake up, and I've gone through spurts where I do it regularly and I get so much done. And then I haven't done it in probably about a year and a half. Sometimes I wake up at 5 a.m., but usually I wake up around 6. I know that's an hour later, but there really is something to waking up early, especially at 5 a.m. I'll share with you a little from the Ayurvedic Institute. It's in regard to a daily routine. They recommend waking up according to your dosha. So Vata people should get up at about 6 a.m., Pitta people at 5:30 a.m., and Kapha at 4:30 a.m. I explored a little more and discovered that according to Ayurveda, the ideal time to wake up is 45 minutes before sunrise. This is known as the Brahma Muhurta. It's believed that a great shift of energy takes place during this time. So I invite you to take part in what is known as an international 5 a.m. club. I will be arising every morning this week at 5 a.m. or sometimes sooner. And I'm going to share with you your journal prompt at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's my time. I'll share with you the sunrise from my home. You can see the sunrise rising up over the city of Sarasota. I live just across the bay from Sarasota on a barrier island. So when I watch the sunrise, it's coming up over Sarasota and you can see Sarasota Bay. So look for your journal prompt and meditation focus there on my Sip and Om Instagram. So for you, this may be another time if you're in a different time zone. I'm also going to share with you every day this week a quote from Robin Sharma, who is a well-known motivational speaker, and author of many books. One of his books is The 5 a.m. Club, and I joined his 5 a.m. Club, and I've really benefited from it. So I'll be sharing some inspiration from him. Many people do this 5 a.m. club around the world, so I hope you join me. You may already wake up at 5 a.m., and that's fantastic. You might wake up sooner than 5 a.m. Now, what do you do when you wake up? When you wake up, I encourage you to do a few things. I encourage you to do some movement. Get your body moving. It's so important. A little bit of meditation and a little bit of movement every day can benefit your entire life. After you do some movement, I encourage you to meditate and then to journal. So if you wake up at 5 a.m., by 6, you might be finished with your workout and maybe your meditation, or you're going to meditate. And I encourage you to work on whatever it is you're procrastinating, or continue to focus on your quest that you created last week. This is going to be really important for you as you go through this week's series. Think about what it is you've been putting off. What could you dedicate at least an hour every morning to doing? Not only your exercise and your meditation and your journaling, but what could you do to work on what it is you're procrastinating? Even if you're sitting down for the first few mornings, just thinking about how to get started, how you can organize a project, it can take some time to put it all together. Take this time this week. You're going to feel so good you did it. Now, I know this is a series that many of you have been requesting, so if you'd like the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences, and you get a little more support on the Sip and Om meditation app, this is where you can explore a little more deeply. You'll receive a journal there. You'll also receive a slowdown guide with a yoga asana that I encourage you to do every day. It's customized to help you feel more motivated. And also, there's an herb that you can explore right along with this series. So the Sip and Om meditation app is a week free access. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to do the first meditation of your Managing Procrastination series. As you begin to relax your mind and your body, check in with yourself and notice how you're feeling today. Name the mood you're experiencing. And notice if you hold any emotion in your body. Notice maybe you feel a little tension in your abdominal area, or maybe you notice some tightness in your chest, because maybe you feel a little anxious about what you've been procrastinating about, and you're thinking, am I really going to be able to start this and do it? Will this really work for me? It will. All it takes is your focus. This is a week to focus. Today, right now, is your time to reflect on what it is you need to do. Visualize yourself completing what it is you've been procrastinating. Feel within your body as though it's already done. Notice this feeling. Feel as though you've reached a higher state of consciousness, having completed something. You do so much for your mind and body when you follow through with what's important in your life. Now continue reflecting, allowing yourself to sit in stillness, absorbing these beautiful sensations you're creating, embracing this week's challenge to wake up at 5 a.m. thinking about how good you'll feel once you're up and moving and how much you can get done. I honor you for what you're about to embark on. You are so worth slowing down for.